This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for the Kroger Vince Dooley Report. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger. Now, here's the coach on Dukes and Bell.
You never take your opponent lightly, even when they are 2-3 and 1-2 in conference. South Carolina, as Mike likes to say, the Cocks are coming to take on the Dogs. And joining us right now is Vince Dooley. And, Coach, always brought to you by Kroger. You know, we're all feeling pretty good right now about the Dogs, but let's, before we get to South Carolina, let's talk about what you saw last week and what you liked.
I like the idea that we got hit upside the head early.
Yeah.
And I like the idea that it was early and that we had plenty of time to get things straight. There was a new offense, one used to it. The quarterback did a heck of a job. Their coaches did. And it got adjusted, and then our defense came on and played extremely well. So when you go up and play a team on the road that we're supposed to beat by 3 or 4 touchdowns, you're going to have those things happen. You got to be able to man up, which we did, and won the ball game going away.
And that's the thing, Coach. Nowadays, everybody's looking for style points with wins, and that blitz they dialed up at the right time and the scoop and score for 6. You're still concerned, though, that to get back to the first quarter. Worried about the secondary a little bit, things that other teams could exploit?
Well, I mean, you're going to always have that, but I think that the fact that it was a new quarterback and the fact that they saw some things and got them done, but you're able to correct them, and yeah, you're going to have concerns all year long, that's for sure. But I feel comfortable. I feel good that it happened, and that indicates to the coaches that we need to do some things about it, and I think they will.
Coach, we're scoring about 43 a game right now. I mean, points per game for the Dogs. We're only giving up 10. And, you know, everybody says, all right, well, we were only challenged really against Notre Dame. Maybe some of the other teams, the lesser competition, wasn't really a challenge. But how good do you feel about this offense? Because I think sometimes we don't really get the full gist of how good this offense potentially can be because we haven't seen Jake Fromm, you know, really have to air it out.
Well, that's true. He's throwing for 78%.
Yeah.
And making big plays. Yeah, there's that concern. I do like the idea that Brian Heron, who to me would be my goal line running back or short yardage running back, because he knows how to get under his shoulders. Swift can catch the ball out of the backfield, could do a lot of great things along with White. But this Heron, who is a player that was signed late, I think is come on, it is a real guy that will get yardage when sometimes yardage isn't available to get. So I like that part. Our receivers have come on, Cager, Robinson, Pickett. We got good receivers. Yeah, we're pretty daggone good, but it is true. We have not played a Florida or an Auburn defense yet.
It is Coach Dooley, brought to you by Kroger. You're right. Harry is actually keeping Zamir White's touches a little bit down this year because he's been so good. And what do you make of South Carolina? I mean, not where they want to be. Certainly they've had their issues with injuries and the quarterback. But what do you think? I mean, it's always seemed like strange things happen when Georgia plays South Carolina.
Yeah, through the years. But it's another one of those coaching swaps that know each other so well. There's Brian McClendon, who is the offensive coordinator. And incidentally, I think Brian is still the only undefeated coach in the University of Georgia's history. He filled in, if you recall, in a bowl game, and they won. So he may never lose a ball game at Georgia as a head coach. Who knows? But Will Muschamp and Kirby, I mean, they've been close for years, both at Valdosta State and LSU, and they were together along with my son Derek with Saban at Miami. So it's always interesting when you get those kind of matchups and mixed emotions involved, and this is certainly another one.
It is our visit with the legendary Vince Dooley, guys, brought to you by Kroger as the Dogs get ready for South Carolina. I know it's hard, and I always ask you this because I'm curious. You know, I love to hear the stories, but how did you get your kids to not look ahead to that Florida matchup? Because, you know, the Dogs are looking at, like I said, South Carolina, they're going, all right, you know, 2-3, they're not looking too good, we should handle our business. And there's Florida, and they got a big game this weekend against LSU, but, you know, you can't look ahead, can you, Coach?
Well, it's human to look ahead, but it's also coaches know and some players know that you got to play them one at a time and you got to get ready and you got to think in terms, okay, this is, if we're looking ahead, this ball game is important in preparation for looking ahead. So I think it's just up to the coaches to remind them. And because every once in a while, we'll get an example of we don't know what the heck's going to happen in any kind of sports. My gosh, what I think about last night, which I hate to think about, I was going to watch the game about the third inning because I was doing a book signing in Canton, Georgia, and by the third inning, the ball game was almost over. How could that happen? Well, it's one of the great things about sports, as long as it doesn't happen to you. But when it happens to you, it's a disaster. So it's always a possibility, and we need to avoid any disasters.
South Carolina, then Kentucky, guys, then the Florida matchup. It's November 2nd.
Coach, you're surprised by what Florida did to Auburn, or do you think that Florida's throwing some really good defensive looks out there and they got a shot against LSU?
Well, if they beat LSU, I'd be really worried about Florida. I mean, I'm worried now, but I'd be really worried because coming off of that win and then to be able to go and play a team like LSU, the toughest thing I ever to do as a coach was to have to play Florida and Auburn back-to-back. And when you are playing those kind of teams that are both good back-to-back, it is tough to be at the top of your game 2 weeks in a row. So they got a real assignment on their hand. And I don't think that that they will beat LSU, but if they do, man, we really need to worry about Florida.
Yeah. I agree. Coach, as always, thank you so much. Go Dogs. We'll see how they play this weekend, and this journey continues. Thanks for jumping on with us.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.